The suspected shooter, Dylan Roof, is from Lexington, South Carolina, near the state capital, Columbia. New York Times reporter Francis Robles has been talking with people there who know Dylan Roof. And Francis, what's the portrait that you're hearing?
The portrait is of a very, very quiet, painfully shy person who kind of disappeared off the radar for a number of years and then recently had joined Facebook and started to reconnect with some of his childhood friends. And then all of a sudden, he's practically living with them. He had been working as a landscaper. He quit because it was too hot, is what he told his friends. And then one day, started talking about his desire for starting a race war, the need for whites and blacks to be segregated, and that he had plans to do something big, that he wanted to hurt lots of people, and he had the gun to do it.
And this was something that he told numerous people more than one time?
Numerous people, one time. That is what the friend is saying, the friend he was living with. But they didn't take him seriously. They had moments of whether they thought, he's drinking. Apparently he does drink a fair amount. He's kidding, who would do such a thing? But then at the same time, the same friend at one point was worried enough that he hid Dylan Roof's gun from him. But then he had second thoughts because he didn't want to get in trouble for having the gun. So he gave it back.
Did the friends of Dylan Roof say that the racist views that he was spouting seemed to be deep-seated, go back for quite some time, or was this a transformation in him somehow?
They felt very much that this was a transformation, that they had not seen him for 5 years, and that when they see him again, it's like a different guy. He's quiet, that he was emotionless, suddenly talking racist things. In fact, they had a friend, a neighbor who lives very close, who was African-American, who used to come by all the time, and they said that they never noticed Dylan acting unusually toward that friend at all.
The people whom you have talked to who know Dylan Roof, were they completely taken by surprise by what has happened, or now that they're looking back at the things he said, are they putting pieces together and said, we should have known?
I think they should have known. They did know. I'll take it a step further. He specifically said that he wanted to hurt people and that he wanted to start a race war. So I think it's very clear that they knew that this guy was up to something and that they didn't take it seriously enough. Joseph Meek will say as much. He says the moral of the story here is if you have something inside you that you think you should say, you got to tell somebody. He says, well, I did tell. I called the FBI when I saw him on the news. Well, that was too late. That was 9 people too late. And he knows that.
That's New York Times reporter Frances Robles. She's been reporting from Lexington, South Carolina. Frances, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.